A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to their need. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one that testifies, and the Spirit is truth. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Many people think that the United States has become less religious. I disagree. In fact, there is a new religion that's out there, and it's the religion of the woke, W-O-K-E. And the purpose of this new religion, just like Christianity, is to redeem the world. But here's the difference between the two. Woke religion believes that the world can be redeemed without mercy. You've heard it, and you've seen it. You are a sinner, therefore you are canceled. Your beliefs are not in conformity with ours. You are canceled. You belong to that race. You are canceled. Woke religion destroys people. God does not destroy people. In fact, he sent Jesus to redeem the whole world. He did this by disarming the power of death, evil, and sin, so a new creation can spring forth. So how does this unique achievement of Jesus in one time and in one place affect all other times and places? How does the message of Jesus that he preaches, which made so much sense in first century Palestine, spread to other cultures and other peoples? And the answer is the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive or forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Holy Spirit enables the disciples to implement Jesus' victory over death. It is in and through the church that Jesus' victory over death is put into effect for us. You know why? We are a church of sinners, period. There is no such thing as the innocents versus the transgressors in the church. No one is canceled. And if anyone has been canceled in the church, they should have never, ever been canceled. We all are in need of a new beginning. And that new beginning is put into effect for us in and through the sacraments. Think about what happens in baptism, everyone. In baptism, we are infused with the Holy Spirit. That is, God breathes new life in us. And the Eucharist sustains that life. We become more and more conformed to Christ. We are recreated, we're transformed, and we're transfigured. We become a new creation. But let's face it, most of us take two steps forward and one step back. We sin, right? We feel stuck, we become agitated, and at times we give up. Here's the question. But are we canceled when we sin? No. God is a God of new beginnings. The only thing that God cancels is our sins. And God does this in and through the sacrament of reconciliation in that little box right over there. And that's the meaning of Jesus' words to his disciples. Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive or forgiven them, and whose sins you retain or retain. The church implements Jesus' victory over evil, sin, and death. That's how the world's going to be redeemed, everyone. Not through woke religion, not through canceling anyone, not through pitting one group against another group. Christianity is the only way that this world will be redeemed. Thank God. Thank God for his divine mercy.